Tonight we're going to open a new series entitled Love, Sex, Dating, and God. And how many of you here, you're excited na, for some reason excited ka marinig to, ano yung pwede natin pag-usapan ngayong gabi? Okay? Iba sa inyo, kanina tinanong ni Pastor Ryan, how many of you here you are concerned about your love life? Iba sa inyo? Plastic? When I was in your age, iniisip ko rin yan. Kaya okay lang, maging totoo. Okay? If you're in just church, you can be real and no one's gonna look down on you. Okay? Okay lang yon. Because that's how God wired you. God created you an emotional being. So be happy and be proud of it. But, kailangan mabalansi yan. At kailangan may konting standards dyan. But anyway, so for the next 4 Fridays, starting tonight, we're gonna talk about this topic. And my promise is after this month, you will fall in love not with your boyfriends or girlfriends, but you will fall in love with God all the more. And let me tell you this, at the onset, I am not against your boyfriends or your girlfriends. I am not anti-relationship. What we want here is for you to experience the kind of life that God wants you to have. And I believe in every season, there are certain priorities that we need to take. And at this season of our life, we have to dig down with the very foundation that God wants to place in our lives. So I'm just excited for this. So let's just join me in prayer. Join me in prayer. Can you just join me in prayer as we talk about the Word of God tonight? Let's just bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Lord, we are coming to you tonight, humbling ourselves, asking you, Lord, to reveal yourself again to us in a very powerful way. Lord, allow us to see your goodness, your great plans for us. And even though, God, Lord, you have created us to be an emotional being and just to feel love, Lord, it's okay. But I pray, God, you will give us the grace, Lord, to navigate through it and so that we can, Lord, have the best decision in our lives, God. Lord, I pray for the preaching of your word, anoint and more of you, less of us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, every February, like every year, okay, every February, something around us is happening. Napansin nyo ba, pag pumunta kayo sa mall, may mga decoration na ng mga puso, may mga cupids, and all of a sudden, the favorite color or the color of the month is red, di ba? When you listen to the radio, yung mga songs na pinapatutog nila, puro love song talaga, di ba? At yung mga lumang love song, bumabalik. Pangako sa'yo, ipaglalaban ko. Diba? Yung mga love song na parang nawala na, biglang bumabalik because it's what? The month of love. Pag nanood ka ng mga television, puro love life ni ganito, love life ni ganyan. Diba? And mayroon mga dating games, tapos mayroon mga win a date for two. Diba? Pag nanood ka ng movies, pag tingnan mo yung mga trailer ng movie ngayon, ang mga papalabas in the coming next few weeks, ano? Unofficially yours. Huwag ka dyan. I'm not saying you don't watch that, okay? I'm not saying, okay? But think first before you watch. Or The Vow, okay? Alam mo yun, bakit kaya walang Mission Impossible pag February? Ba't walang mga patayan ng movies? Bakit puro ganon? Diba? And for some reason, when you look around you, yung mga kaibigan mo nagiging emo. Diba? Bakit kaya wala akong boyfriend ngayon? Diba? Bakit kaya wala akong girlfriend pa ngayon? And all of a sudden, when you look at their posts sa Facebook, ano? Anong meron? Ano? SMV? Ano yun? Sama, malamig ang Valentine's? Okay lang yun. Bakit? Mamatay ka ba pag wala kang kadate ngayong Valentine's? Hindi naman, di ba? And it's like, anyari? Anong nangyari sa paligid ko? Parang, ganito na lang ba? And it's the signal, okay? It's officially, it's the love month. Kasi it's February. And it's the month for the couples. Okay? Kumbaga, kung merong months na si-celebrate yung love ng bawat couple, itong month na yon. At also, officially, yung February is the emo month for all the people na emo. Okay? All of a sudden, okay, meron na akong month. Okay, it's February because that's emo month. You know, I remember when... Pwede ba ako magkwenta ng konti? You know, I remember nung first Valentine's namin nung wife ko si Iris. You know, pag sinasabi ko yung pangalan na Iris, nagagandahan talaga ako. So, naalala ko nung first Valentine's namin, wala ako. Can you imagine? Wala ako. I was in Australia nung for our first Valentine. So, ang nangyari, hindi pa kami kasal noon. We were dating and my plan was after I stay for a month in Australia because I'm working, I will come back and ask her hand to marry me. So, nagpropose ako pag... That's another different story. Maybe I can share it in the coming weeks. Okay ba yun? Sino bang gusto makarinig ng love story? Kung wala naman siguro. But anyway, okay, so ang ginawa ko, gosh, kailangan maging special to. First Valentine's day namin to. Eh, wala naman ako. So sabi ko, oh, gagawa ko ng paraan. So before I leave the country, okay, I asked my friend if he can buy some breakfast. So come February 14, sabi ko, bro, pagkatak ng 6:30 ng umaga, okay, I want you to deliver a breakfast. Sabi ko, bili ka ng tapa or whatever. Sige, bili ka lang. Favorite ni Irish yun. So 6:30 ng umaga, yung kaibigan ko na kinunsaba ko, nagdala ng breakfast. Ting, ting! Ang sumagot yung nanay, para po kay Iris, galing po kay Dan. Ah, bakit? Galing Australia yan? Hindi, galing lang niya sa kanto, manang. So okay lang naman. So, tagad na lang sa resort, nagtuloy-tuloy yung araw. Pero sabi ko, hindi kailangan matapos ng Valentine's Day na to na walang special. So, sabi ko, tinawagan ko yung kaibigan ko, bro, can you buy some food dyan sa Banapol? If you are from Katipunan, can you buy some food sa Banapol? Bili mo yung pinakamasarap na cake, yung pinakamasarap na pasta. Bayaran mo muna. Pag-uwi ko na lang, babayaran kita. Hindi lang ako lang, nag-iwan ako ng pera. So, bumili siya ng pagkain, and then, nag-doorbell ulit, tapos But before that, okay, hindi ko sinabi because it's a surprise. Sabi ko, tinext ko si Ayer, sabi ko, would you want to have a dinner date with me tonight? Pogi points! And then, sabi niya, bakit nandito ka na ba? Hindi. Just wait and see. And then, all of a sudden, nag-doorbell, nag-deliver ng pagkain. Sabi ko, sige, can we have a dinner date via chat? YM? So, to cut the long story short, nagsuot ako ng coat ko, tsaka ng long sleeve coat, pero naka-shorts lang ako. So, nag-chat kami. Saray, nagsuot siya ng dress, so nag-chat lang kami. Okay, sabi niya, kailangan sana siguro merong konting feel. O sige, gusto mo ng feel? Gusto mo ng mga fall na feel? O sige, kinlik ko yung setting sa YM. May lumalagpas sa dahon na. Yes! Okay, that's all. You know, ang sarap ma-in love, di ba? Di ba? Alam mo yung feeling na in love ka? Yung may butterflies in the stomach, yung hindi ka mapakali. Alam mo yun? Ang sarap din ng feeling na ikaw yung minamahal. Yung pag tinignan ka niya, parang matutunaw ka. Sarap nun, di ba? It feels good to love and to feel love. But you know what? Sometimes, if you base love according to your feelings, it's no love at all. Minsan kasi, okay, pwede ba pakipatay ng electric pa na yan? Iniinis ako eh. Minsan kasi, okay, when we want to be in love or we are in a pursuit of relationship or we want to ask somebody out, gusto natin, parang, we want to give the best, okay? We want to feel love and we want to give love. And sometimes, our standard of love is, as long as kaya mo siyang i-date dahil may pera ka, nabiligyan ka ng nanay mo na baon mo, dapat for isang linggo, na inubos mo na, as mag-i-date kayo sa chick boy, okay, may value meal, 50 pesos, kamain kayo ng medyo hilaw pa na manok. If you are from chick boy, I don't mean to degrade your lesson. Minsan kasi ang standard natin, pag meron tayong perang pang date, pag meron tayong pan-text, musta na you, how are you? Or akala mo dahil you can give some pickup lines, akala mo nagmamahal ka na. Is that right? And sometimes we base our love according to those feelings, according to those, the actions that we can do. Kaya lang, hindi naman yun yung basis ng love eh. Diba? Hindi naman yun yung basis na talagang nagmamahal ka. Just because kaya mong sabihin na I love you, it doesn't mean na talagang kaya mo magmahal. And speaking of love, minsan kasi, madali tayo ma-carried away, diba? Masabihan lang tayo ng konti, talagang natutunaw ka na. Sabihan ka lang ng isang pick-up lines na, ikaw ba ang auntie ko? Ano auntie ko? Ang tinitibok-tibok ng puso ko? Parang, is that it? Love na ba talaga yun? Girls, come on! Maniniwala ka ba doon? Ikaw ba ang uncle ko? ang kailangan ko sa buhay? Makarinig ka lang ng ganun, parang, do you really believe that? Is that it? Is that the standard of love? But sometimes, whether we admit it or not, we think we're in love when we feel those things. Kapag nakarinig tayo ng mga ganun. But the sad truth is, hindi naman talaga yun yung standard ng love. I'm not, anything, I don't have anything against dates, or texting, or pickup lines. I love to have those things. But my prayer is, if you are in a relationship today, listen, or if you are pursuing a relationship, kung nandito ka, in-invite mo yung boyfriend mo, or ng girlfriend mo, or you are in a relationship, I hope, ang standard ng pagmamahala nyo, hindi lang kung saan kayo nagde-date. Ay, hindi niya ako mahal kasi nagde-date lang kami sa McDonald's. Dapat i-date niya ako sa Tapsi ni Bibian. Yun, mahal niya ako kasi favorite ko Tapa. I hope yung standard ng pagmamahala nyo, hindi lang nag-exchange kayo ng text. Okay, good morning, kumain ka na ba? Good morning, baka ba sana yung likod mo, punasan mo? Good afternoon, baka nakalimutan mo na yung lunch mo. Baka hindi mo kailangan ng girlfriend, kailangan mo si Vanjie. Magre-remind sa'yo. I hope hindi yun yung standard ng pagmamahala ninyo. Do you follow this? I hope it goes beyond that. And you see, your ability to love, okay? Your ability to love is solely dependent on how well you know yourself. Let me repeat that. Your ability to give love, to share love, is solely dependent on how well you know who you are. Let me explain why. Let me just give you a cool example or illustration. Alright? Kapag nakaisip ka ng laptop or computers, ano unang naisip mo? Mac, di ba? Because Apple or Mac, okay, are known for their, what? Quality products like laptops. And kung naisip mo, cellphone, ano na maisip mo? iPhone, because Mac. Because the quality of a product is as good as the medium who produced it. Tama? The quality of the product is only as good as the medium who produced it. Yung kalidad ng produkto, okay, it's only good as the medium or the person or the company who produced it. Tama? Pag nag-isip ka ng relo, ano maisip mo? Rolex! Why? Because the name itself is quality. And pag sinabi mong Rolex, quality watch yan. Pag sinabi mong sapatos, pag sa mga lalaki, ano? Nike! Right? Because Nike are known for their quality. Right? If you want gowns, kay pagkakasal ka, kayo nakapupunta? Kay Aling Ising doon sa kanto ninyo? Kay Rahul Laurel. Tama? And all of celebrities nowadays, they want Rahul Laurel to create their, what? Their gowns. Kapag medyo international yung mga datinga mo, yung mga level mo medyo pang Hollywood, you go to what? To who? Monique Lhuillier. Diba? Because these people are known for their quality works. Is that right? And what is true in the physical or in the material world is also true with love. Our ability to love is solely dependent on what kind of person we are. Meaning to say, your quality of love is as good as what kind of people you are. Yung love na isi-share mo, yung love na ibibigay mo, let's say you're a guy and you're pursuing a girl, yung love na ino-offer mo sa kanya, the quality of that kind of love is only as good as what kind of person you are. Kung anong klase kang tao. Because the kind of person you are determines the kind of love that you will give. Do you follow this? Kung anong klase kang tao, yun yung kalidad. Yun yung mag-determine kung anong klaseng pagmamahal ang bibigay mo. And if you are a girl or a lady in this house, you have to understand yung pag-ibig na inaalay sa'yo nung lalaki nag-i-smile sa'yo kanina pagpasok mo dito. kailangan mo munang maintindihan kung anong klase siyang tao because yun yung kalidad ng pag-ibig na ibibigay niya sa'yo. Don't just fall for a smile. Don't just fall for a message in Facebook. Ay, minessage niya ako. Kami na. You have to know first the person. You see, the problem is a lot of people today, especially young people today, they jump into a relationship not knowing first who they're supposed to be. They jump into a relationship neglecting knowing themselves first. And because they jump into a relationship not knowing who themselves first, what will happen is they will end up destroying each other. Because the kind of love they're sharing is not clear, it's not solidly founded in the Word of God or in God's standard. You see, in every relationship, babae, lalaki, may kanya-kanya expectation dyan. At si lalaki at si babae, may kanya-kanyang definition ng love yan. Kapag hindi kayo one page in your definition of love, it's gonna be riot. How many of you here, meron kayong kaibigan na ang dami na naging girlfriend o dami na naging boyfriend? Hindi ikaw yan, ha? Kaibigan mo. May kilala ka? Meron, di ba? How many of you here, meron kayong kilala na panayang break sa boyfriend or girlfriend niya? Di ba? You know the problem is? There's a big problem in the dating system we have today. Because people nowadays, listen, o ikaw yun. Listen, the problem nowadays is because papasok tayo sa relationship not knowing who we are first. Pag di mo kilala yung sarili mo, if you don't know yourself first, and you enter a relationship, it's gonna be doomed for destruction. Believe me. Because I've seen it, and I witnessed it, and it's not good. It's really messy. Diba? Bakit kailangan? Ba't mo kailangan makilala yung sarili mo? Because yun yung kalidad ng pag-ibig na ibibigay mo. At yun yung kalidad na pag-ibig manatanggap mo. You know, the world will say, do it. The culture around us will say, come on, do it. Your friends will tell you and push you, come on, sagutin mo na siya. Come on, ligawan mo na siya. But you know what? Do yourself a favor. Know yourself first before you enter in a relationship. Do yourself a favor. Be wise. Know yourself first before you enter in a relationship. Because if you have a clear understanding of who you are, then you will save yourself of a lot of tears and trouble. Let me prove it to you. You know, in 1 Peter 2:9, God or the Bible gave us some ideas what kind of people we need to be. So that if we will become this kind of people, then, okay, the quality of love we will share, we will give is also superior or it's also with the standard or alongside the standard of God. Let me just read 1 Peter 2:9. Okay, what kind of people we need to be. It says here, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, people, a people belonging to God. Now, don't be intimidated with the word chosen people because really, it's yun lang yun. Chosen people. Pinili ka lang. Okay? Royal priesthood. Don't be intimidated with the word priesthood because okay, if you are a Christian and you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you are a priest unto God. Because you have a direct access to God. Alright? Now, kung wala kang relationship kay God, that's another story. And later, I'm gonna give you a chance to have a relationship with God. And next, third is holy nation. If you read the word nation, the direct translation of nation is people. Alright? So basically, the Bible is telling us, okay, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a people belonging to God. You don't belong to anyone. You don't belong to the world. You don't belong to your friends. You don't belong to your girlfriends or boyfriends. You belong to God. Because you belong to God, you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. God has called you to go from darkness to light because He has purpose for you. Now, let me just talk about this. Okay, in clearing how you need to, what kind of person you need to be. First is, let's talk about chosen. Pag-usapan natin, chosen. The Bible says, you are a chosen people. Tama? When you are chosen, ito na ibig sabihin nun, you are personally handpicked by God. Among billions of people, you are personally handpicked by God. Ay, lika dito. That's chosen. You are exclusively singled out by God. Lika dito. Yun yung ibig sabihin nun. The reason God chose you, personally handpicked you, exclusively singled you out, because you have a destiny and purpose to fulfill. The reason God chose you is because you have a very special path that God prepared for you, that only you will and should walk on it. Meron kang purpose, meron kang destiny. Alright? And because meron kang purpose at meron kang destiny, okay, when you approach love, na-realize mo, meron ka palang purpose, meron ka palang destiny, and you're running the calling of God in your life. You know, when you approach relationship, you're not gonna pull for someone out there who doesn't have calling and purpose and destiny. Because it's not worth it. Pagpapalit mo ba yung mga diamonds mo sa puwet ng baso? When you go to Quiapo and you see all those rings na ang gaganda, puwet ng baso lang yun eh. Hindi mo totoo yun. Pero when you look at you go into the mall and you look for those diamonds, sobrang valuable nun. Di ba? Now, tanongin ko kayo, papayag ka ba i-trade yun? Hindi, di ba? And sometimes, we are like that. We are here running the calling, the purpose of God in our life, and that is so much valuable. All of a sudden, may lumapit sa'yo, may puwet ng baso. Ay, pwede. Pwede ka. It's not worth it. But the problem is, a lot of people are deceived. They settle for puwet ng baso when they can get a diamond. If you have a calling, you have a purpose, and you have a destiny, you are running the calling of God. You're running the calling of God in your life. Okay? You go for someone who also have a calling. Yung tumatakbo rin towards God. Hindi pwedeng tumatakbo ka lang. Uy, pwede yun na. Sige na, dito na lang ako. You don't do that. Right? You don't want someone who will sidetrack you. You don't want someone who will hinder you from knowing God. Kasi pag pinagpalit mo si God sa isang tao, ay kawawa ka naman. And because you are exclusively handpicked by God, when you approach love and when you realize you are a chosen people, yung pagmamahal na ibinibigay mo, the quality of love that you can give, is also exclusive. You see, it's so hard nowadays to love exclusively. Diba? You see people, meron ng boyfriend, meron ng girlfriend, pero nakikipag-flirt pa sa ibang tao. Tingnan mo yung tabi mo, hindi ikaw yun. Okay, don't react. Hindi ikaw yun. You are a godly man. You are a godly woman. But if you realize, alright, if you realize and you accept this truth that you are a chosen people, the quality of love that you will share, that you will offer is also exclusive. Exclusive. And if you are a lady here, wouldn't you want your man to love you exclusively? Gusto mo yun, di ba? If you are a man in this house, gusto mo ba yung girlfriend mo or yung karelasyon mo, she will love you exclusively? Gusto mo yun, di ba? If you want that kind of love, it must start first with you. You can only offer an exclusive love if you will accept the truth, if you will embrace the truth that you are a chosen people because you have a destiny and purpose. And because you are chosen, guess what? Merong chinus si God para sa'yo. Because meron kang purpose, meron kang destiny. Okay? And God will say, grabe, may purpose naman. Sinusunod niya yung will ko. Okay, ito sa'yo. You know, Adam, when he received Eve, what? He was sleeping. He was so busy doing the purpose of God in his life. That's why, okay, sige, sobrang busy ka. O, ito, bigay ko sa'yo. You follow this? You know, a few years ago, my wife, you know, when she was still single, she attended a seminar about, kind of like this kind of seminar. And then she approached the speaker and to ask him to sign her book. And then the message on her book was God gives the best for those who leave the choice to Him. Listen, if you are a chosen people, God will give you the best if you will just leave the choice to Him. Let God choose for you. Let God write it for you. Because God will never shortchange you. Never, never will shortchange you. Misang kasi, Lord, baka hindi ko type yung bibigyan niya sa'yo. Tanongin mo yung sarili mo, type ka ba ng pagbibigyan niya sa'yo? Balance lang yun. Ganun lang yun. Type ka ba niya? You follow this? You are a chosen people. And because you are chosen, you can give an exclusive love. You can share an exclusive love. Can I hear an amen to that? Yeah. Next, royal. Let's talk about royal. Okay? When you speak of royalty, it just speaks of your position before God. Meaning you're a son and a daughter of God. Meaning you recognize God as your father and God as your father, He is the King of all kings. And if your God is your father, all right, that makes you a what? A prince or a princess. Is that right? And prince and princesses or royal or people belonging to a royal family, they have different kind of lifestyle. If you look at the royal family in England, meron silang ibang lifestyle. Tama? They don't live the way the world lives. They don't date the way the world does date. Siguro meron silang iba-ibang ginagawa na hindi ginagawa ng mundo. Because they just have different values, they have different lifestyle, they have different belief system. Why? Because they're just part of a royal family. Meron silang mga ginagawa na hindi ginagawa ng mundo. Is that right? The same goes with us. If you recognize that you are a royal by birth through Jesus Christ, and God is your father, everything will change. You will not date the way the world dates. You will not treat women the way the world treats women. You will not, you know, engage in a relationship the way the world engages in a relationship. You are just different. Iba ka lang. Alright? If the world will say, sige, gawin mo to, gawin mo yun, you have something in you that will restrict you and restrain you. Hindi ko gagawin yan because that's not me. Because I'm a son. I'm a daughter. I'm a prince. Do you follow this? And the kind of love that you will offer, okay? The kind of love that you will offer if you are a man, if you are a man in this place, okay? The kind of love, if you recognize that you are royal by blood and your father is God, okay? If you have a sense of identity of this, you know, when you offer love, okay, it's a love that is noble. That is noble by origin. That is a kind of love that is from God. You see, a lot of men today, when they approach someone, kapag may na silang in-approach na girl, na gusto nilang, let's say, gusto nilang makirelasyon or gusto nilang maging girlfriend, yung binibigay nilang pagmamahal, alam mo saan ang gagaling? Galing kay Bruno Mars. Galing kay Nicki Minaj. Galing dito, galing dyan. Galing sa Hollywood. Galing sa MTV. Galing dun sa kaibigan ko. Galing dun sa tambay na nakakakwentuhan ko. Galing dun sa aso yung nakita ko. Galing dun sa experience nung Playboy na kapitbahay ko. Galing sa internet na nabasa ko. Galing dun sa post nung kaibigan ko sa Facebook. Yun yung pagmamahal. That's the kind of love that we offer to our ladies. And that is not acceptable. That is unacceptable. And sometimes we approach a relationship, we want to be in a relationship offering some cheap love. And ladies, you don't deserve that. If you are here and you are a man and you are saying you're really a man, you offer a kind of love that is from God. A noble kind of love that comes from God. A pure kind of love that comes from God. You can only have that if you will recognize that God is your father. And if you are acting as if you will act as a prince or a son of God. And ladies, if you are here, okay, I'm talking to the ladies. If you recognize that you are a princess, right? You are hard to please. Ano ibig sabihin ng hard to please? May isang lalaki, gusto kang ligawan, gusto kong magkaroon ng relasyon sa'yo, or siguro, you're in a relationship right now. Okay? Ngingiti siya sa'yo. Sasayaw! Imi-message ka sa Facebook. Hi, how are you? I saw you the other day. You're looking so good. Wow, ang galing mag-English. Sige, tayo na. Pumorma. Naka-jacket. Naka-sneakers. Vans. Nailove ka sa Vans? If you are a princess, pag may lalaki lumapit sa'yo na gano'n, sabihin mo, is that it? Yan lang ba yung kaya mong gawin para i-impress ako? Hindi mo ba alam na prinsesa ako? You have to do better than that. The reason you know why a lot of guys are jerks? Listen, alam niyo bakit maraming jerk na lalaki? Kasi maraming babae nagbababa ng standard nila. You know bakit maraming asong lalaki? Kasi maraming babae na hindi nila pinapahalagaan yung sarili nila. Ladies, you have to value yourself. You are a princess. You are God's daughter. Can you just give God praise for that? Men, yung ino-offer mo na love, saan ba galing yan? Baka binunot mo lang sa bulsa mo yan. Ito yung pagmamahal ko sa'yo. If you are a real man, you're gonna get it from God. Because that's the kind of love our lady deserves. Amen? Yung mga babae ito, yes, yes. Narinig niya yon, yes. Yung mga lalaki, nakakalalaki tong si Dan, ah. O, bakit? May problema ka? Last, holy. Let's talk about holy. When you talk about holy, hindi ito yung may halo, ah. Yung, as aangat ka. Hindi ito yun, ah. Okay, when you say holy, when you talk about holy, it's really living a set-apart life for God. Okay, holy. Okay, the word uncommon is just another term for holy. Uncommon. Hindi ordinaryo. Uncommon. Holy. Alright? And when God says, or the Bible says, you are a holy people, ibig sabihin, you are uncommon people. Meaning, if you are holy, your life is set apart for God. Ibig sabihin, your life is consumed to honor and please God. Alright? Meaning to say, if you are a holy people, your concern is to give glory and honor to God. That's just what it means. Don't be intimidated by that. Okay, you just want to honor. And I believe every one of us here, you want to honor God. Is that right?
Yes.
And if you want that, then you can consider yourself holy. Diba? Because if the person is holy, listen, if the person is holy, he can give the kind of love that will honor God. You, ladies, you want your man to love you that can honor God. If the man who's saying that he loves you and he cannot keep his hands on his pocket and he's all over your body, that's not the kind of love that you deserve. Because that kind of love doesn't please and honor God. Ang standard, ladies, ang standard, pag nakikita ka ng lalaki dati, ang standard mo, wow, ang hot! Diba? Ngayon, ang standard na, wow, ang holy! Because alam mo, itong lalaking to, you know, this guy will love you the way will pleases God. You want that. And men, if you're here, and I know you're here, you want the kind of love that will please God. And if you're saying you love that person, next week, pag-uusapan natin yung sex. Okay? And you don't want to miss that. Okay? Excited na ako doon. Alam ko, excited rin kayo. Okay? Kung hindi mo kaya siyang i-treat that honors God in private, there's no way you can treat her right anywhere in the world. You need to be holy. You need to be set apart for God. You know, nothing is so attractive to a lady than for them to see that you are so in love with God. Sobrang nakakapogi yun. Alam nyo kaya na-inlove sa akin yung asawa ko? Kasi gwapo talaga ako. Hindi niya ma-resist. At mahal ko si God. Sorry, ako may hawak ng mic, so I can say this, okay, all of this. And this is what I believe. Okay? A man cannot love his girl if doesn't know how to love his God. Ladies, don't settle for a man who doesn't love God, because he can never love you the way you deserve to be loved. And men, before you say I love you to a girl, say I love you to God first, because there's no way you can say I love you girl, because that's a cheap love, that's a garbage love that you're offering, unless if it comes from God. You know, as I close, tapos na tayo. Pumunta ba kayo next week?
Yes!
Excited kayo?
Yes!
Some people say, huwag kang pumunta dyan sa Friday night youth. Bawal magka-boyfriend dyan. Bawal magka-girlfriend dyan. Huwag kang pumunta dyan, masisira love life mo dyan. Si Pastor Dan, saka sila Pastor Jeff, yung mga campus missionary dyan, ayaw kanya maging masaya. You know what? That is not true. We want you to be happy. We want you to experience the life that God wants you to have. We want you to enjoy your life to the full. But before you can do that, you need to become the person that God wants you to be. Because we know you can only enjoy this life if you will become the person that God wants you to be. If not, all you are enjoying in this life is just garbage. And as I close, sabi nila, you're missing a lot if you don't have a relationship this coming Valentine's Day. You know what? I believe that. Naniniwala ako that you're missing a lot if you're not in a relationship this Valentine's Day. But the relationship I'm talking about is not the boyfriend or girlfriend relationship. You're gonna miss a lot, not just in Valentine's Day. You're gonna miss a lot in this whole lifetime if you don't have a relationship with God. You're gonna miss a lot. That's why tonight I encourage you, before you think of having a relationship, find first your relationship with God. Be chosen, be royal, and be holy. Become the person that God wants you to be. Eh, Pastor Dan, paano ako magiging chosen? Paano ako magiging royal? Paano ako magiging holy? Paano ako magiging ganyan? Well, in verse 10, in the verse that I read, the following verse says here, once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. You want to be chosen? You want to be royal? You want to be holy? You have to humble yourself and ask God for His mercy. Ask God for His forgiveness. Ask God to change you. Ask God to give you the power and the grace to turn away from your sins, to turn away from your ungodly relationships, to turn away from your ungodly lifestyle, and turn to God, and turn and run after Him, and receive His mercy. You want to be chosen so that you can offer an exclusive love? You want to be royal so that you can offer a noble kind of love? You want to be holy so that you can offer a love that pleases God? You need to have a relationship with God first. And it all starts by coming to Him tonight. I want to pray for some of you here. Can we just close your eyes and bow our heads? If you're here, and you know, there's no way you can say you are a chosen person or a royal person or a holy person. There's no way you can say that. And you are in a relationship today. And no wonder you're going through some tough times in your relationship now. Because the kind of love that you're sharing with one another is not the kind of love that God wants you to have. Or if you're here and you're single and you want the best life, you want the best love story that God wants you to have. But it's just that your life is not aligned in the will of God. There are sins, there are some issues in your life that you know that is not right before God. And you want to surrender to Him tonight. Tonight, you can receive mercy. Tonight, you can receive His forgiveness. Tonight, you can come to God. If you're here and you want to give your life to Jesus, I'm not going to ask you to come here in front because there's no space. I just want to ask you to lift those hands, and I want to pray for you. If that is you, can just lift those hands. I want to lead you into prayer. You want to give your life to Jesus. Yes. All across this room. Yes. Yes. All across this room. Yes. If you want to give your life to Jesus, just raise those hands. I want to pray for you. Yes. If you're raising your hands, can you just stand on your feet? No need to go here in front. Just stand on your feet so that I can see and recognize you. Can you stand on your feet? I want to lead you into prayer. If you're giving your life to Jesus, if you're serious about this, if you didn't raise your hands and you know you have to stand, just stand right now. Let me lead you into prayer. All across this room, you want to receive the mercy of God. If you're standing, I want you to pray this prayer. Repeat this prayer with me. And just between you and God, don't mind the person next to you. Just between you and God. Close your eyes, bow your heads, just between you and God. This you and God moment between you and God. Are you ready? Say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for all the sins I have committed against you. I realize I have offended a loving God. And from this day on, I want to ask and receive your forgiveness. I recognize that Jesus died on the cross so that I can receive your forgiveness and receive eternal life. And today, God, I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you, God, for the gift of eternal life. And I want to serve you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.